This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It is 7 after the hour. Today is Thursday, the 26th of April, last Thursday in the month of April. Next week at this time, we'll celebrate May flowers after all these April showers. I'm here to celebrate. Doug Steffen with the presentation to Ms. Jennifer Horn, Ms. Victoria Keelan, Ms. Kara Schillen, and all of you and your thoughts. Share them with us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, and at Doug Steffen. Let's get to trending items that are of interest and import to almost everyone. I've cut it close here, though, Victoria. And not everybody is on board with the trending stories, but let's see how many people we can get on board with them.
Okay. Well, Kensington Palace is trending right now. And the reason for that is, in 3 weeks, it is the big wedding between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. And Kensington Palace announced that Prince Harry has chosen a best man. Seems like it's kind of cutting it close, since you're only 3 weeks away from the wedding.
Let me guess. Can I guess?
You can guess.
Patrick J. Lewis.
Who?
Patrick J. Lewis.
No. That's the guy on Suits. No,
that's Patrick Adams, first of all. That's not even the right person.
Patrick Adams, did you watch Suits last night? They got married.
I didn't. I've never seen that show.
That's one of the most watched shows of the evening or the week last week. The final episode for the season of Suits when both Patrick and Meghan leave. They ride off into the sunset, and they looked so happy. They were talking. I'll bet you they were talking about her getting married to the prince while they were filming that. What do you bet?
I don't know about the timing of that, if she was already engaged, but I'm not sure.
This was shot in November. When did she get engaged? Wasn't it November? This was shot in November, this episode.
I think she moved to London right at the end of November, right? Wasn't she there for Christmas?
Didn't it make her quit or something? So she got to do... I didn't realize that she did Suits all the way through. So she was working?
She worked until she got married. And that episode was shot around Thanksgiving of last year.
Hmm.
So
she must have moved right after that then.
Yeah, I think that she did. Anyway,
he's not the best man for Prince Harry. Prince William is officially the best man.
He's invited to the wedding. I'll bet the cast of Suits is invited to the wedding.
I don't know. It seems like the invitations are pretty limited. So maybe if she had a best friend on the show, the Patrick guy, but I wouldn't think anyone else is.
We don't know who her maid of honor is yet. That has not been announced, so that may end up being a surprise. We know Kate Middleton is not in the wedding party.
Jennifer, you haven't told them yet?
I know. I'm trying to keep it a secret.
Hold it out.
NDA.
On
all right. Stormy Daniels taught me everything. I have a non-disclosure agreement.
All right, so... I killed the lead here, whatever it is you're doing, but go ahead. What else have you got for us about the wedding 3 weeks from, is it 3 weeks from today or 3 weeks?
3 weeks from
weekend?
Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
3 weeks from Saturday, yep, because they moved it from the traditional Friday to Saturday because they have so many people from the public are actually invited to the wedding, so they wanted to make sure that as many people as possible could enjoy it. And then when they take that route after the ceremony, they wanted to make sure that as many citizens were along the parade route, if you want to call it that. It'll be a big to-do, and it'll, of course, be televised. It's going to be a big thing around the world.
I was watching some of the things that they do with their daily lives, like exercising, going out to dinner. They go to the movies. They drive around. I would have thought they had their own driver, but...
You would think that they wouldn't really be able to go anywhere right now, especially with wedding fever happening, good for them.
But they don't go, most of the time when they go out, they don't go in the same car. He goes in a car, she goes in a car, to avoid the media, the news media, the press.
That's how Jeff and I go out, too.
Prince Harry has an Audi RS6, What is
Do
that?
We have a license plate, too?
Sports car. And Megan goes around in a minivan with tinted windows.
What? But she's got the short end of the stick there.
Yeah.
She's got a Volkswagen Golf that she drives.
Oh, boy.
That's kind of interesting. All right. Anyway, so
the other big trending story this morning is Charlie Rose is back in the spotlight, and apparently he is going to be hosting a show where he will interview other men who have been quote unquote taken down by the Me Too movement.
Really?
And Tina Brown, who of course is a famous writer and women's advocate and editor, she apparently confirmed to Page Six that she was actually approached to produce it, which sounds kind of bizarre, and she said she wants nothing to do with it. And the reason she said it, this is not what she considers to be a genuine sort of mea culpa type of special. These men are planning their comebacks, and she does not want to support any of these guys like Matt Lauer, Louis C.K., Charlie Rose, a lot of the guys, the big names that we've seen in the news. They're all apparently being approached to do this special, and she said all it is just a blatant way for them to, you know, tell their side of the story, but also plan their comebacks. Especially Matt Lauer, who has been seen a lot around New York City lately, dining out in restaurants again, and a lot of people have been saying he's planning his comeback as well. So we'll see where that goes, but that would be a very interesting special for sure.
Mm-hmm. Hi there.
I was just going to say, I've got to say, if any of these guys actually want to make a comeback in the future, I don't think them all joining together on a show is the way to do
it. That's true.
Especially, like, associating yourself. I feel like you have to disassociate yourself with any of the other guys involved with it. So all of them hanging out together does not really seem to be the way to go about it.
Apparently, they went to Netflix. Whoever's trying to produce this went to Netflix with it, and Netflix was like, no thanks, hot potato. They would not touch it.
Yeah. All right, another name or two in the news here. Mario Carvalho. You know who Mario Carvalho is?
No.
Maria, excuse me. Mario is her husband. Maria. It's Maria and Mario.
How about Maria?
No, I like Maria. It's much more. Don't you think that has much more of a flair to it? Mm. Maria.
Sight reading gets you every time.
She's a massage therapist. Quiet. A massage therapist who has filed a lawsuit against Stan Lee. You know who Stan Lee is, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
The master of the Marvel Universe. Mm-hmm. He's 95 years old. What can he be possibly doing in the way of sexual misconduct? She says he's asked her several times when giving him a massage to do things. He says, no, I didn't ask her to do that. It's a shakedown. And I'm on his side here for several reasons.
Well, it's not possible it's a shakedown, but I also want to say, just because you're 95 doesn't mean you don't have hands and can't do creepy, inappropriate stuff.
A friend of mine volunteered in like an old people's home and said that those people were horny. So, I don't know. Old people are doing it on the reg in those places. Herpes is on the rise. Seriously, it's true.
All right, Vladimir Uglev. You know what he is, or who he was, actually? Vladimir Uglev is the Russian scientist who developed the nerve agent that poisoned the Russian agent in England. And somehow, the other day, he was mysteriously run over by a car in Russia. I wonder how
that happens.
Was an accident.
Sure.
Hit by a car. He was one of the... It's called the Novichok nerve gas. Developed it, and now he's been miscast or moved. He's been written out of the show.
So does that mean he's going rogue, or does that mean they're just covering their tracks because they don't want to know that they made a purchase from him?
Well, apparently he's dead. That's the guess.
Right.
That
what's the motivation? Because you know,
to get rid of him.
That's sort of flimsy.
But this is Russia. They don't need too many excuses.
Right.
They just get rid of him so nobody can. He can't step forward and say, "Hey, it was me who did that," and the Russians are guilty. I think that's probably what they've avoided, and now everybody's going to think that. Not that they didn't think it before anyway, but now they'll think it even more. They're so clumsy. That's one of the things that I noticed about when I was in Russia. The Eastern Europeans are clumsy.
Of grace, you big jerk.
You're here, so you've now changed. You're Your history and your heritage is fine here. Well, it's here in the country. But
it's okay, Jen. Listen to what he always says about the Irish anyway.
I'm Irish, too. He's a double offender. I'm 50-50.
The Irish are drunk and the Eastern Europeans are clumsy.
Great. So I'm a drunk, clumsy. Well, that's
so we're stumbling drunk.
Stumbling Brian. 16 past the hour. This is the DJV show. Hello. Here's a note from your friend Doug Steffen. Oh, wait a minute. That's me. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. I just literally, really, in the last half hour, finished brewing another gallon of Life Change Tea. Happy to have them as a proud sponsor of our program. The whole nutritional thing was different when I was a kid. Food wasn't processed. Didn't have pesticides around then. I saw an ad for Roundup last night. I wanted to throw something at the TV.
Ugh.
Proudly serving American needs for 40 years. It's safe. Yeah, right.
Proudly poisoning America.
Yeah. So with that and other pesticides and herbicides and heavy processing of food, the nutritional value of our food, the food supply, all in question. In other words, it's harder than ever to get the right nutrition. And when you do, hooray, when you don't, your body becomes susceptible to all kinds of things. And that's where Life Change Tea comes in. They have specially blended powerful herbal formulas that will help heal your body, give you more energy. No caffeine. None. I don't need caffeine. I just need to have my body cleansed. And this is a mild cleanser. It's a daily detox, a daily dose of Life Change Tea. So if you want to get in on the program and be just like your Uncle Dougie when you grow up, here's what you do. You go to getthetea.com. Getthetea.com. They'll provide you with the thing that will clean your liver, your kidneys, all the good things in your body will become better when you're on a daily dose or two. Have a couple of cups of Life Change Tea. GetTheTea.com. No fillers, no GMOs, no anything. It's all organic and available only by going to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. Free shipping code DJV at GetTheTea.com.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310. 0310.
Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. It's good for my energy. It's good for all kinds of other things. Suzanne, you've been there for 20 years, so you've seen some great stories, I'm going to bet, right?
For me, Doug, I have been on it for over 15 years for the arthritis. Mm. There's lots of benefits to the Calitrin other than just your weight loss. Whether you have 5 or 10 pounds or if you have 105 or 10 pounds, Calitrin can help. It's drug-free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your diabetics, your heart patients. So there's no drugs and no stimulants whatsoever.
Calitrin. You're a friend of ours. You'll be a friend of theirs when you get on this program. Lose the weight. Calitrin. You go to toploss.com. Use DJV as the code. You can also call them at 833-TOPLOSS. 833-867-5677 to talk to somebody that's an expert or online at toploss.com.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
All right, what's happening? What else? What do we miss, Victoria?
Well, one other extra little fun trending story. At the Time 100 Gala, Olympic skater Adam Rippon, who, of course, has been everywhere since the Olympics, he said he was able to meet Nicole Kidman, which was a big dream of his. Even more of a dream, though, was meeting her husband, Keith Urban, and she even let him sniff him.
Ew.
Oh, lovely. 21 past the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now 23 and change after the hour, DJV Showtime. Jennifer and Victoria and Doug and Kara and the story. Well, I gave you my TV report from last night. Watched the final two episodes of Suits. It was very good. It's always been a good show. I like it. And now we'll see how it continues without two of the main characters. It was set up that Harvey looks like he's really going to go for Donna. So let's see how that shakes out. And they're forming a new... It's really the intricacies of the way those shows like that are written really shows a skill. They always have, if you don't know how this is done, they have 9 or 10 writers that work for all of these shows, and they sit around a table coming up with ideas, and then they put them all together. And it really is very...
Well, they must take into account when the two actors also say, this is my final season.
Yeah,
so they probably have to figure out long in advance how to write that.
They got married. Yeah, right. All right, I also saw Blacklist last night. That continues to be a show, as far as I'm concerned, very well done, executed. The characters are very... I find Megan, I'm not sure what her last name is, the actress who plays Keen, who is Spader's daughter. Raymond Reddington is his character. Very well crafted, great, fascinating ideas. And I always like Harry Lennox, who has been around for a long time as a character actor. He's the voice of NBC, and he's the leader of the FBI unit that's going after all the bad guys on the Blacklist. So, anyway, things to watch and rerun. Jen.
Yeah.
Tonight. Yes, what are we having tonight?
Tonight, it is a new night on CBS. Remember, I told you yesterday, I think they were in reruns, but tonight they have their full lineup, all new. The Big Bang Theory starts at 8, followed by Young Sheldon. Mom is new tonight, followed by Life in Pieces, and a brand new episode of the show SWAT. I haven't seen SWAT yet. Have any of you
nothing
checked that
special.
One out?
Yeah, it's
nothing
not,
special.
Nothing
I've never heard of it.
It's just another one of those. David Boreanaz from Bones is
That's
the star.
Right.
There are a couple of shows that are just the same old, appealing to the same audience that watches NCIS, but they're just not well-crafted. It's just ham and egg stuff. Anyway, go ahead.
Ham and egger. All right, ham ABC is got a new night as well with the Big Shonda Show, Grey's Anatomy. That leads things off at 8 o'clock, followed at 9 by their show Station 19 and a brand-new episode of Quantico at 10. NBC is new tonight. For the most part, they have a new Superstore at 8, followed by a new AP Bio. Will and Grace is on rerun tonight, followed by Mindy Kaling's show Champions at 9:30. And the big story tonight will be the NFL draft. They're doing round one live. Fox is the coverage, the network. You can watch the NFL draft round one. That's this evening, and that's going to really dominate their programming throughout the evening on Fox.
It's kind of a combination TV and music story. Ariana Grande apparently is joining the Tonight Show. The Tonight Show is going through a remake. Cardi B seems to have sparked a new trend. She became Jimmy Fallon's first official co-host earlier this month. Now, Ariana Grande is about to make a similar appearance. It'll be next Tuesday, the 1st. She'll come to the Tonight Show for an entire hour-long duration. The network touts talk, sketches, broadcast TV, debut of her new single for the episode. They must be needing some help. I thought that Fallon's never... All of them are nonsensical as far as I'm concerned. But Jimmy is the... I know a lot of you like his sketches, and that was that's okay. But his laugh is such is so phony.
Well, just don't look to him to interview anyone because he's the worst history of the planet.
Yeah. Plays ping pong with people.
Well, yeah, I don't.
And
think
I like him, and I like the show. I just don't ask.
He's a very likable guy.
He's never going to ask a good question.
No,
yeah, it's
doesn't.
Not even an interview show anymore. I watch his clips on YouTube all the time, but it's only celebrity bits where he's playing, you know, beer pong or whatever he's doing these days.
Yeah, kind of like the things that Ellen does on her Game of Games. What is that show that she does?
Right.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? Yeah. It's the same kind of stuff. So, anyway, but they try whatever they get people to watch it. Great. Not me. I'm taking a nap so they'll be ready for you ladies when we get together in the morning. And it's not worth reruns. Plus, I don't know how to do that anyway. So, it's...
Nice.
I had to give that for you, Victoria, so I could hear your chuckle.
Yeah.
28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Parent-teacher conference. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you're a parent, you never have to get called in by the school district to have the most important parent-teacher conference of your child's life. You see, as your children's parent, you are also their teacher. You teach them about life. You are their teacher-parent. And if your lessons are ever not going well, the two most important people you can meet with to improve the situation are yourself as your children's teacher and yourself as your children's parent. If you find yourself repeating the same lessons over and over, it's wise to be mindful of two things. One, it's certainly taken you multiple times to get many lessons in your own life. And two, if the way you're delivering a lesson to your child isn't working, then it's time to try delivering that message in a new way. Have the parent-teacher conference you need to have. Everyone is already present. Catch me on my new TV show, The Secret Life of Kids, debuting March 16th at 9 p.m. on USA Network.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moltenhau, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
It's Thorough Thursday here on the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horn. Kara Schulman's at the controls in our studio in Washington. And Victoria, of course, Keelan is here on National Take Your Daughter and Son to Work Day. I thought there were separate days.
Where are your kids?
My children are, at this point.
You're the only one who has them.
I am. So, well, let's celebrate it. In
wake
theory,
them up. Shake them out of bed.
Well, they've been to work with me many days. They were here for many years, both of them, Megan and Brendan, discussing things in a different way. Brendan always liked to be snarky and sort of a smartass, and Megan was always very serious talking about the issues. And it was even when she was in England, she was on, and she was on when she lived in New York. It was kind of fun to have them. On right now, though, get the chance of getting them on the air at the same time as Jennifer's on the air out there, not too big. But they enjoy it. They're, yeah, I know it. Now I have my grandson. You see my Facebook page, you see a picture of me with Miles last summer when he was here in the studio with me. And they'll be here in another month or so, so we'll take a fresh picture of that. And I'm sure he's going to be a lot more chatty now than he was then. But if you have a daughter or a son, take them to work today so that you can have sort of fun with them, but they understand what you do for a living. This is something that goes on every year, both in our country and in Canada. Parents take their children to work. That's what this is. Take Our Daughter to Work Day was something that was started 15 years or so ago.
Actually, now, didn't Mike Horn start it with Jen at the age of like 11?
It's called child slave labor.
Right. Right. Breaking the child labor laws.
Warning, kids, like, you may never be allowed to stop working.
Take your daughter to work and make her stay day. Yeah.
Employers are encouraged to invite employees to bring their children to work. So maybe something, if you have a business, maybe you encourage your people to bring their daughters and their sons to work. If you want to see more info, daughtersandsonstowork.org. Daughtersandsonstowork.org. Let's see what else. Can somebody give me an update? I've seen two or three different things on Ronnie Jackson. Apparently, he is accused of drunkenly banging on some woman's hotel door during a trip in 2015.
There was something about drunk driving, too, I saw.
Really?
He's like a frat boy, basically, at this point.
Yeah, but there's something that stinks around here, because here's the deal. So after David Shulkin resigned, and I put air quotes around that, he was the head of the VA, Trump said this would be a perfect fit. He's the White House doctor. He worked under the Bush, Obama, and Trump administration. Everybody loves him. And he's a rear admiral in the Navy. And so here he is. And so that was his thing. Now, a week before his confirmation, or even less, his confirmation hearing was supposed to start this week. All of these allegations came out that he would hand out, that they would call him the candy man, that he would
hand out like prescriptions,
That he crashed a car because he was drunk, and that he was banging on this woman's hotel, and that he was in this bitter feud with the doctor back in 2012. Well, here's my problem. If all of that were true...
You only have one?
Well, it's just, I mean, look, if it is true, we should take it really seriously. And obviously, if any of it is true, he should not be the pick to lead the VA. And we should question whether or not he should be the White House doctor.
Yeah.
But he says that it is not true. And here's why I tend to believe him. He worked for Bush. He started working at the White House in 2006, but that was kind of towards the tail end of the Bush term. Bush hasn't ever said anything in public about Ronnie Jackson.
Excuse me, no.
But Obama, when he left office, was singing this guy's praises, and he worked for Obama. He was very well respected by the Obama administration. And I'm no fan of Obama politically, but I think the guy would not keep a guy around who is throwing out prescriptions like candy. And if he were having drunk driving accidents, why in the heck would Obama keep him?
Was any of this known?
Yeah, that's how we know about it now.
It's because what I saw was that there was a list of allegations detailed by 23 current and former colleagues of Jackson. So those are the people apparently where this is all coming from, that he wrecked a government vehicle when he was drunk after a going away party, and that he couldn't be reached on a few occasions because he was passed out drunk in his hotel room. It just basically all sounds like he just has a drinking problem. So beyond that, I don't know what else is.
I think I want my doctor operating on me if he's a drunk.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If it's true, these are really, really serious allegations, especially if you... And he said he never drank when... Because I guess there were a couple of staff physicians. The one was like his...
The sentence that starts, I never drink when, always badly.
No, I know. You're right. I never drink when. No, but he was defending himself, saying, look, how could I, if I'm the only one on duty, I can't drink. I have to be at the ready to take care of any presidential crisis or anything like that. I think he did say he would drink wine or something, but there is always another person on duty if that were the case, because there were two physicians that would switch roles, essentially. But then they started this whole conversation about how these White House physicians not uncommonly
I guess this was a big story that got prominence, and maybe you remember, Doug. I think I was a little bit too young. I missed it. But in George H.W. Bush's, so Daddy Bush's administration, yep. there was a focus on the White House doctor because he was giving everybody sleeping pills when they'd go on these big trips. And it wasn't Ambien at the time. Ambien's the new drug. It was some other thing that George H.W. Bush was really known for taking during travel. So kind of interesting because
knockout pills.
Because my question was, if he's handing out the prescriptions like candy, who's he handing them to? Because he's only prescribing to White House staffers and the president.
Right, right.
So who's getting the candy from the candy man?
Well, this guy apparently had a big supply of Percocet. That's what he was handing out. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
There are some Democrats who came out from the Obama administration yesterday who are supporting him. So it seems like it's just very divided. But I guess they've launched a full investigation, and we'll see what happens. But the stories certainly make for a TV movie of the week.
All right. Tell me what the story is with Daddy Bush now that we're talking about him. Where is he in the...
He's better. He's out of ICU. Yeah.
He has a blood poisoning.
Right.
Sepsis.
Like that.
Yeah, okay. All right, so he's okay. Apparently he's not going to join Barbara, at least not yet. Speaking of people who have gone to the beyond, remember that family, the SUV that went off the cliff in California?
Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm.
Officials knew, now they're saying. There are a lot of, a long laundry list of abuse allegations that were filed against Jennifer Hart and her wife. The six adopted children, apparently, this has been going on for a few years. Oregon officials are talking about it. So they moved. I wasn't sure about the trail here. Did they live in Oregon, then they moved to California? Anybody remember that part of the story?
I mean, I don't know that part of it, probably, but it's kind of sounds like did these two women knew that the cops were closing in on them, and that's
yes.
why they did this?
Did they? Right. Yeah, right. They took everybody for a long ride
Jeez.
On a short road.
Have they found the other three bodies of those missing of the missing kids?
I think
there was one body that was found floating,
yeah.
but they haven't identified it yet, I don't think, because I think they needed to use dental records.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, here's the latest from Kim Jong-unville. The underground nuclear test site has become unusable after it collapsed. Chinese scientists say they've gone to inspect, say that North Korea can't conduct nuclear tests because their facility is destroyed. Methinks this sounds a little fishy, and there are two ways you can go with this. One, they never had nuclear capabilities in the first place, and this is just covering that up, or they're going to cover up the fact that they have them and keep them just in case. But there was a group led by researchers from the University of Science and Technology in Beijing. They say that if the spot continues to collapse or fail, there's a danger that a blast that has nuclear potential would create an environmental catastrophe. So some kind of underground infrastructure beneath some mountain that was used for putting the nuclear stuff together. Now, I don't know. What do we believe here? We believe that there was a program, the Chinese covering it. What are the? I don't trust either one of them, frankly, but I don't know what the. I really don't know what to conclude by this, whether they never had a program and they're covering this up, or they had a program and they say this is going on, but maybe it really won't be inspected because, well, what's there to inspect? The whole thing has collapsed. Yeah. A couple of theories. Anybody else got a theory?
Nothing from China. I don't trust anything from China. So I don't trust the news. I don't trust their products. I don't trust China.
Right. Okay. So that takes care of that. Now it's time for some sports news. Our hockey fans include both Jennifer and Victoria. But I thought we ought to have Victoria.
Wow, he remembered.
I taught her everything she knows about.
Wait a minute. What is it you think? That I'm old and feeble? I don't remember. I remember everything. Mm. I remember the color of the dress you wore the day I met you.
Oh, really?
Last year, yeah. All right, Wayne Gretzky.
Hold on, what color is the dress that you wore last year?
The top is green, the bottom is blue.
Oh, my God. No, you're colorblind. It was a solid blue dress, yeah.
All right.
Just wanted to clarify first.
Victoria, Wayne Gretzky is...
I'm the Wayne Gretzky girl.
All right, so
go ahead.
That story. So he's living in... He's going to stay in L.A.? He's going back to L.A.? Where is he? And where's the house?
You can have Victoria do it. It's okay.
No. You're the one protesting. It is L.A. Yeah, kind of an L.A. thing.
All right, fine. Yeah. All right, NHL Hall of Famer Wayne Gretzky rebought the Thousand Oaks mansion he once sold to Major League Baseball player Lenny Dykstra. Lenny Dykstra actually owned, before he got into some trouble, a bunch of car washes in the area. Gretzky paid $13.5 million to reacquire the mansion, which he sold back in 2007 for $18.5 million. Dykstra lost the property to foreclosure after he had to declare bankruptcy. Yeah. The featured property was in the L.A. Times. They said inside stately crown molding and Venetian plaster walls accent spaces such as the living room, formal dining room, and chef's kitchen. Other common areas include a theater room, we'll take that, a gym, an office, six bedrooms and eight bathrooms. A second-story terrace takes in the views of the Santa Monica Mountains. There's a covered patio that have pillars that lead out to the pool and the spa, and there's a lighted and fenced tennis court, an outdoor kitchen, a rose garden, and two guest house. The great one will be enjoying these great digs once again, because I don't know if he had completely left California. I know he had moved and bought some property in Arizona because of his work with the Phoenix Coyotes, but he is he's back in his old place, his old stomping grounds.
So that's his L.A. Kings digs then, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Mm. Wow.
Well, one of the things about car washes, they're great places to launder money. A lot of Russians in Los Angeles own car washes and other people. You have a chain. You see a chain of car washes, great place to launder money. You always wonder who it is that owns, like, around here it's Scrub-a-Dub. But they're, for whatever the reason, they're great laundries in more ways than one. All right, so Victoria, Dale Earnhardt is in the sports news today because...
He is. He and his wife, Amy Earnhardt, they have a brand new home improvement miniseries, and it officially has a premiere date. It's called Renovation Realities, Dale Jr. and Amy. It's a four-part show that will air on the DIY Network starting Saturday, June 2nd at 9 p.m., and the show will focus on the restoration of their old, dilapidated, 150-year-old historic home in the Old Town district of Key West, Florida, which is where the Earnhardts have been living, and they're expecting their first child any day now. They've been filming this renovation show over the last several months. The project was announced a year ago. It was supposed to already be on the air, but then Hurricane Irma hit, and that slowed the renovation down greatly. They had some setbacks, things like that, and so now it will have a premiere date of June 2nd. Amy's actually an interior designer, so this is something that apparently the two of them have been wanting to do together for a while.
Key West is a very charming place. This would be a very...
I've always wanted to go to the Florida Keys. I've never been.
It's fabulous there. Very, very. It's not great in hurricane season, but
yeah.
Other than that, it's a pretty cool place. Here's something else that's cool. The smiles that we project. When I say we, I'm talking about me and Jennifer and Victoria and Kara. All of us have wonderful super smiles. You can too, even if you're a coffee drinker, even if you're a tea drinker, even if you drink rum or red wine, whatever it is that you're drinking or eating that has made your teeth not so white. I saw an ad last night for, this is what you don't want to do, boys and girls. They're advertising Colgate with some miracle cleaner that'll make your teeth white. The miracle cleaner are those little plastic pearls that they do clean up your teeth, but they also take your enamel out with that. You do not want to use things like that. You want to use this. This is a product called Power Swabs. Power Swabs works in 5 minutes or less. Nothing messy about it, nothing unsafe about it. Matter of fact, they use a patented natural tooth detergent and a whitening agent that will lighten up those stains in 5 minutes. Just snap the tube, swab your teeth, and have a big old smile. Get rid of the stains. Get them. If you use this long enough, they'll disappear. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here on the DJV show, and you'll get 50% off. Yep, tell them the story. I heard Doug Steffen, ladies talking about Power Swabs on the air, so I want my 50% deal. You'll get it when you call 800-208-1797. You get whiter teeth, too, which is what you really want. 800-208-1797, code DJV for Power Swabs.
Whoa. warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's 53 past the hour now. 20, we're a few seconds and minutes away from the top of the hour, so we better get to our Tech Talk. The items today include a discussion of Gmail. We all pretty much have Gmail accounts, I think, don't we? Not mistaken. Right?
I have one. I don't know about Victoria.
Where's Victoria? She go for the rest of the day? What's her problem? She's not there.
I'm right here.
Oh, right? We didn't hear you.
Oh,
right.
Okay. I've been here.
Have you? That's
94,
right.
Yeah, 94 billion people around the world have Gmail. So, yes, pretty much everybody we know has a Gmail account.
All right, so what's this new version of Gmail?
Well, it's going to be rolling out this week around the world for both personal and business users, and it's got a nicer, cleaned-up design, and it has some of the coolest security features that really, at a time like this where email is hacked often, this is just great news. So if you have something sensitive that you want to send in an email, but you're worried about it surfacing in a hack 10 years from now, there's actually a new mode called confidential mode, and when you send the email, you can set it, it's just like Mission Mission Impossible, you can set it to expire in 1 day or 5 years from now. And it requires the recipient to enter a passcode that gets texted to their phone before they can read this confidential email. There's also a special window that doesn't allow the recipient to forward, copy, or print the message. So that's great news for security. There's also an option to revoke the email at any time, and it even works, get this, with non-Gmail accounts. And that has never happened before. So if you send an email that's to a non-Gmail person, you can still revoke that message back if you no longer want them to have access to it. So many email hacks start with low-tech phishing scams through email, and so Gmail has done a great job putting in these security issues. And they also have attachments will be shown as little boxes in the preview. So if you have a long thread of email back and forth, you don't have to scroll all the way to the bottom anymore to find the attachment. That's going to save a lot of time. That's a great improvement. And if you get an important email that you don't want to forget about, there's a snooze button, and it will remind you to reply to the email later on. So I'm giving this an A++ review. Cannot wait to get all the new Gmail features.
Wow. How exciting is that? Made your day, folks, right? All right, there's some news from Spotify that is important. We'll get to that after we find out what Apple is doing. Apparently, they're releasing 3 brand new iPhone models later this year, just in time for Christmas. We'll hear about that now.
The Geek Out.
Believe it or not, we're already at that time of year where we're going to hear more and more about the next generation of Apple iPhones. I know, it feels like just the other day the iPhone X came out, but that's not stopping the rumor mill. Forbes has reported Apple will release 3 different iPhones later this year, one of which will be a larger phablet size dimension and will feature not 2, but 3 camera lenses capable of 5 times optical zoom. The other 2 will start with an update to the existing iPhone X, and then a model that morphs the existing iPhone 8 and 8 Plus into a single 6.1-inch screen device. Hey, we'll keep you posted on all the official news and all the rumors of the next set of iPhones here and on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, let's get back to the action here, Victoria. What's Spotify doing if you're not paying? What is going to be your fate?
Well, it's good news for people who are not paying for Spotify. If you're using the free app, they've added a lot of bells and whistles. And, of course, they announced that they're redesigning the mobile app for non-paying Spotify users. Now, here's the real secret behind this
rub.
Is most people, and they say 60% of premium users began on the free service, and then they switch over because they get hooked. So there's a little bit of Dr. Feelgood happening here. But it's still, if you want to stick to only using the free version of it, the new tools have things like music discovery, personalization, and you can even use low data mode, so you're not using all the data on your phone. Users who don't pay $9.99 a month for the premium tier can now access 15 playlists on the app. They'll get the Daily Mix and the Discover Weekly. Daily Mix learns what types of music you listen to and then suggests other songs for you. And the popular Discover Weekly playlist is aimed at helping users find new music. And so there are 90 million users on the free Spotify app and 71 million paying. So 200 million total by the end of this year, they say.
Sounds like we better get them all to pay. It's 59 past the hour, DJ V time.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.